Okay, we are at the bottom of Nun Hamad Beis. We saw the Mishnah yesterday, Vishlish Shaprak and Mishana, mentioned that there are certain times of the year when all the Mishmores would have an equal portion. And we mentioned that when it comes to the Regalim, all of Chal Yisrael would go up together, and therefore even though there were Chavdal and Mishmores, and each Mishmar would serve 1 week at a time, but by the Regalim, they would get an equal portion. One of the things the Mishnah mentioned was the Emuri Regalim. Now, Emurim are fats which are placed on the Mizveach. Usually that's something which is burned. It's not something which anyone gets to eat and partake. And therefore, the Gemara asks and says, Emuri HaRegalim Shel Gavayaninu. What does it mean that they are split? Rashi says, Amai Shavais Ika. What does it mean that they are Shavais if these are huktar al gabi mizbeach. So Amrev Chizda Masha Omur Biragolim. So we will say that when the Mishnah says Emuri Regalim, it means that which was said on the Regalim, Rashi says, Bechiluk Karbonis Huamurim Biragel Haroyim Mishalik. What is that referring to? Kagain Chazav Sheikh, Shal Shami Chagiga, Shal Kol Yachid Vyachid, Vairish Shal Eilis, Ruya. All of those will be split. So it's quite a fascinating thing. At the end of the day, the Mishnah wanted to tell us that the Mishmaris split and divide up the Karbanis of the regal itself. And the way that the Mishnah presented that is by saying Emuri Regalim, which usually means Emurim. And now we say it means Masha Omar Beregalim, that which was said on the Regalim. Seems a strange way. Why did Rabbein HaKadosh choose to present it in a way which leads to so much confusion? Tan Rabbanan, Minayin Shekolam Mishmaris Shavis Beimuri HaRegalim, which means, like we said, in that which is said on the Regalim, Talmud Lema Uba Bechol Avas Nafshei Vesheris. So what does the pasuk say? Long pasuk. It says v'chiyavi halevi, which is referring to a kohen. V'chiyavi halevi machad sharecha mikol Yisrael asher hu gar shom uva b'chol avas nafshay. So he comes with his desire el amakim asher yivcha Hashem. And then the pasuk says, the next pasuk says v'sheirus v'sheim Hashem eleikav k'chol echav. He will serve like all of his brothers. Again, it says Halavim, which is referring to Kahanim, Ma'indim Sham, Lifnei Hashem. So there's a time when he comes, B'chol Avas Nafshei, and he will serve the Sheiris Kechol Echav, just like all of his brothers, on par with everyone else. So again, Minayin Shekol Hamishmar Shavis, Be'imuri Regalim, Talmud Lema, Uba B'chol Avas Nafshei, the Sheiris. So that's kind of the end of one pasuk and the beginning of the next pasuk. So Yochel after Shar Yemis Hashanakein, I might think that this applies other weeks of the year when there are fixed Mishmaros. Talmud Lema Machad Sharecha. The pasuk says very clearly, V'chiyavi Halevi, when the Kohen comes Machad Sharecha, implying this is a time of Achdus amongst all of Klal Yisrael. V'yamarti Ela B'Shar Shekol Yisrael Nechnasim B'Shar Echad. It's a time when they all enter the same gate, so to speak. So if you look at a couple of rashes over here, three answers on the bottom, meaning, she'ein ha-mishmar ma'akiv alav. This is a time when, unlike the rest of the year, when the mishmaris can be ma'akiv and say, one second, we're on duty, she'ein ha-mishmar ma'akiv alav, v'keiv and de'zeche ba'avidosoy, zeche ba'achilosi. So this is kind of the structure. To the extent that all the mishmaros are shavis legabi de avoda, so then it follows that hu adin legabi achila. Tichsev lekayin hamakriv isa loy siya. The one who is makriv has rights of eating loy siya. Says Rashi b'chavdal mekem is nikru kahanim levim. As we mentioned, even that says lashon of levi, it means kahanim. You might have thought it applies at other times of the year. No, it's only Machad Sharecha, and so on. Rashi says, we darshan kamei be'echad sharecha, kishakol yisrael nechnasim b'shar echad, klemer bi'ir achas. They're all together at the same time, because they're all being out of regal anyway. And that is the time when they could have the Emuri Regalim Masha Omor Beregalim, which we said is referring to the Chaz of the Sheikh, of the Shame Chagiga, and the Iris of the Eilas Re'ia, and the Moisvei Tzibor, and the Siri Chatais, and so on, which apply on the Regal. Now we said they also get Bechiluk Lechem Aponim. They also get a portion of the Lechem Aponim. So, now here, when it comes to Lechem Aponim, so what Avodah will be done? In other words, the Avodah of the Lechem Aponim was done on the previous Shabbos. Now it's Yom Tov, it's Wednesday, and everyone's there for Yom Tov, and we're saying that the Kohanim get. Why do they get? Before we said that the structure is that to the extent that you're doing Avodah, so then Loisiyah, you also get a portion. But here the Avodah has already been done. And nevertheless, the Mishnah says, Lubechiluk Lechem Aponim. So we need another source for this. Tan Rabbanan, Minayin Shekol HaMishmoreis Shaveis Bechiluk Lechem Aponim. Talmud Leimar, Chilik Kechilik Yechilu. So as Rashi points out, this is the next Pasuk. Meaning we've mentioned Pasuk Vav, and then Pasuk Zayin of Asheris B'Shem Shemrikav, Kechol Echav HaLeviim, and now Pasuk Ches says, Chilik Kechilik Yechilu. Levad mimkarov al ha'aveis. And we're going to kind of explain the whole pasuk. So Talmud Leimar, chelik kechelik yechelo. So we say kechelik avoida, kechelik achila. Just like there is a division at times when it comes to avoida, that the mishmaris are allowed an equal opportunity to do avoida, so too chelik achila. So Rashi says chelik achila shove b'chulan kechelik avoida. Just like there was a similarity that they are allowed to have an equal portion, equal opportunity in the Avodah, so too we say Chelik Achila, the Israel El, fine. So the Gemara asks and says, Umay Achila. So which type of Achila is this Pasuk being Meramis to? So Ilema Karbonis, if it's referring to a carbon which is Hukrav, Mehasam Nafka, we learn that out from the previous source which we quoted before, the Asa Nafka Lakayin Hamakriv Isa Loi Siya, meaning someone who is involved in the Hakrava, someone who is involved in the Avoida, also has the right to have a portion of the Achila. So Rashi says, Yilin Machilas Kabanas this Siri Hateis Fachaz Vashaik, which all the Mishmaris are Shavis by the regalim, because all of them are allowed to do avoda, because that's what the pasuk of Ubo Halevi, the Chiyav Halevi, Machat Sharecha Mikol Yisrael, B'chol Avas Nafshei. So I've already learned Ella Lechem Aponim. Ella might must be that we have another pasuk to tell me, even though he's not doing any avoda in the Lechem Aponim, nevertheless Chelik Kechelik Yechelo, he also gets an equal portion of Lechem Aponim. So Rashi explains, three lines down, Ela Lechem Aponim, Itztrich Lerbui, She'ein Boi Shum Avodas Lechem, She'kvar Na'asis Avodasai, Mishabbos She'ofra. The Avodah has already been done in the previous Shabbos. So to the extent that the Avodah has already been done in the previous Shabbos, so then there is no Avodah. You cannot learn out from the Pasuk of the Kain, HaMakriv Yisah, Lo Isi, yeah? And in which case, it must be, it's coming to tell me that the Bizman HaRegel, they get an equal portion in the Lechem Aponim. Says the Gemara, Yochel Af, the Chayvayis HaBoyis Shalayimang Mes HaRegel BeRegel. I might have thought that once you are equating all of the Mishmaris, that they're allowed to divide up and have an equal portion, so maybe whatever, all Karbanas which are brought during the Regel, the Tamishal Shachar, any carbon which is brought, even if it's not one which is affiliated with the Regel as such, I might think that all the Mishmaris have an equal portion, they can divide it up. Talmud Leimar, as the Pasuk continues, and it says, Levad min Karov al Ha'avais. And besides that which was, so to speak, kind of Mimkarov, Rashi says, five lines down, Talmud Leimar, Levad min Karov, Chutz mimashe Machru Ovis Zelazel, like there's been a deal has been done between the Mishmaras, so to speak. There is an arrangement, there is an agreement, there is an understanding, there's a Memkarov Al Ha'avis. And what is that? Oma Machre Ha'avis Zelazel, Ani B'Shabbati, Atah B'Shabbatcha, I'm going to be with my Shabbos, with my week, you'll be with your week, and so on, Rashi says. They made a stipulation. Every mishmar will have his particular week. All of those are not included in this discussion. That is not going to be divided up. Nidarim, Nidavis, Kabbanis Tzibor, which apply the rest of the year, that's not included in the regal Kabbanis, Shalayu, Shavan Ben, El Lemishma Shaba Isishavua, Yehu. Kibishayim Isashana. So whatever, if someone happens to bring a carbon Nidava, the person was Makabal upon himself to bring an Eilis Nidava. He comes from Be'er Sheva with his Eilis Nidava. Punkti happens to come during the regal. It's not something which all the Mishmaris can divide up. It's not Mishutan with the regel. It's just the regular Nadava which is brought. So that's not going to be included in this pasuk of Chelek Kechelek Yechelo. Chelek Kechelek Yechelo is saying that to the extent that you have the right to do Avodah now, because you're all coming in, Kachad Sharech, you're all coming in together, the Sheiris, and you have the right to work, then Lakena Makriv Loisiya. So now you're entitled also to have a portion. But things which don't have a kasha to the yomtiv, that is not something which is going to be divided up. Fine. Now we said on the yomtiv of Shavuos, so let's think about what happens. Let's say it's the yomtiv of Shavuos, and let's say it's on a Shabbos. So then what would the Mishmaris receive? They would receive a portion of the Shtei Alechem, which would come at Mitzad Shavuos, and they would also get a portion of the Lechem Aponim. Now we know that the Lechem Aponim was Matzah, and the Shtei Alechem was Chametz. And the Mishmaris are going to be Shavuos, they're going to get a portion of Lechem Aponim, and they get a portion of the Shtei Alechem. So the Gemara is going to be medayik from the Seder. I mean, the Mishnah says that Ubatzeres Oimer Lehelech Matzah Helech Chametz. On Shavuos they would say to the Kahanim when they receive their portions, take a portion of Matzah from Lechem Aponim, take a portion of Chametz from the Shtei Alechem. So Matzah comes first, and the Chametz comes second. Lechem Aponim is first, and Shtei Alechem is second. So the Gemara is going to say, like, this is going to be related to another machlekes. So it's my Rav Omar Sukkah V'yachakach Zman, Rav Barbachana Omar Zman V'yachakach Sukkah. So let's see Rashi over here. Sukkah V'yachakach Zman. Shita's Rav is Mi Yishli Berach Shechyanu Ba'asiyasa. And then we had in the previous perek that when a person builds a sukkah, you should say a Shechianu. If you didn't, then you say a Shechianu B'Shas Kiddush. We mentioned that we do everything B'Shas Kiddush. We Mesader the Shechianu B'Shas Kiddush, and so on. But Al Kapanim Yishlei Be'ach Shechianu B'Asiyas Shoyis Asfiya Ve'Medes. Let's say the sukkah was already built. Tanya B'Vek Lula Barava Kishnichas Leishim B'Vrach Shtayim as sukkah V'Zman. You need to say two brachas, Leishim B'Sukkah and Shechianu. The Amar Rav, and Rav says, Sukkah, Lema Bereisha, V'Hadizman. So you need to say a Leishev, a Sukkah, Bracha, and you need to say a Shechiano, Bracha. First comes the Leishev, and then comes the Shechiano. Whereas the Rabbi Hana disagrees, and he says, no, first you do a Bracha on the Zman, and then afterwards you make a Bracha, Leishev, V'Sukkah. So the Gemara explains, Rav Amar, Sukkah, V'Yachikach Zman. First comes the bracha on the sukkah. Chiyuva diyema adif. This is the chiyuv bayayim. This is what I need to do right now. Right now, first I have a mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. And then there is a klaliyistik of shechiyano, but this is the actual mitzvah and the chiyuv of the day. And therefore that has kadima, that has chashivas. Rabba Bar Bachana Amar Zman V'yachakach Sukkah. Why does Zman come first? Tadir V'sheinu Tadir. Tadir Kaidim. Because the bracha of Shechyanu is something which applies throughout the year. The bracha of Leishiv Asukkah applies only for 7 days. And therefore the Shechyanu bracha vis-a-vis the Leishiv Asukkah bracha is considered to be Tadir. Now you might ask and say, well, not so fast. I mean, you might say, look, how often does a person say Shechyanu throughout the year? I don't know. You know, maybe he says it, you know, 7 times throughout the year, 8 times, 10 times even, you know. Maybe you make a Leishiv Asukkah 50 times, you know. You go in the morning for breakfast, Leishiv Asukkah. Out you go out, then you come back in the afternoon, Leishiv Asukkah. Maybe you make it, maybe the amount of times that you actually say the bracha is more. And nevertheless, the Gemara is saying that Shechyanu is considered to be Tadir vis-a-vis the Leishiv. So there is a discussion in the Rishonim Achronim as to like how do we assess what is called Tadir. As it seems to be here we're saying this is only said 7 days out of the year, this bracha, Leishiv Asukkah. And this is said, what's that? Could be, but it's said for a period of 7 days, within a 7 day period. Within a 7 day period, you would say the bracha of, it wouldn't, doubtful that a person would make the bracha only once throughout Sukkot, to make the bracha of Leishiv Asukkah. Yeah, if a person would never leave the Sukkot.
It's a minimum.
It's possible, right, it's possible. But the point is, this is a mitzvah which is this is a bracha which is meheges for 7 days out of the year, and this is a bracha which is meheges 365 days out of the year, so we're not nachis necessary to the amount of times that you actually say it, and so on. That's what seems to come out. So Al-Kaparim says, Rabbi Rabbahana, why do you preface the Shechyanu before the Leishiv? Because we would say, Tadir, Vesheina Tadir, and that comes first. And that comes, and Rashi says, it applies by Shemeg B'chala Regalim, it applies by all Regalim and so on. Fine. Says the Gemara, so this Machlekes, and we're going to come back soon to this discussion on the Mishnah, but so far we have Machlekes Rav and Rabba Bar Bachana. You say the bracha of Sukkah first, and then Shechyanu, and then Sukkah. Lema Rav, Rabba Bar Bachana, but plug to the Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Kamiflagi. And we're going to mention Machlekes Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, where it seems to be that kind of the crux of the Machlekes very much has to do with to what extent do we consider the Tadir, Vishenu Tadir, a Maila in Hilchas Brachas. Here we're saying that Rabbi Bar Bachana says that the reason why we preface a Zman to Sukkah is because Zman, the Shechyanu Bracha, it's something which is made by all the Regalim, and therefore it's considered to be Tadir. He is giving more emphasis, more chashivas to the Shechyanu Bracha because of the Tadir, the Sheinu Tadir aspect. So let's see.
Logically, before the
Shechyanu
would be before the
Leishiv,
because it goes on the building of the
city. Again, you're saying that if the Shechyanu is going on the construction, like Rashi says, we're speaking about someone who didn't make a Shechyanu on the construction.
So then the case would come before that Leishiv.
You're saying it was Chal beforehand. Yeah. It was Chal beforehand, but still you still now have a Shechyanu to make it because now it's the first time that you're doing it. You're saying chronologically, it was Chal on you before. You might say that might be another reason to say it should come first. Interesting. I didn't see anyone who mentioned that. There's another reason by here. Al-Kabadim, we said maybe this Machlek is Rav and Rabba Bar Bachana is similar to the Machlek is Beisham and Beis Hillel. The Tan Rav on. The Mishnah says in the 8th Perek of Brachas, Devarim, Shebein Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Besuda, and the big long Mishnah mentions many, several Machlek is between Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Beis Suda. One of them is Vishame Oimrim Mevarech Al Hayoim. First, you say the Nusach of Kiddush Hayoim. V'yachakach Mevarech Al Hayayin. And then afterwards, you say the Berber Agafin. U'beisil Oimrim Mevarech Al Hayayin. V'yachakach Mevarech Al Hayoim. Like Arminag. So the Gemara explains, the Mishnah explains. Vishame Oimrim, this is all part of the Mishnah. Vishame Oimrim Mevarech Al Hayoim. V'yachakach Mevarech Al Hayayin. Two reasons. Number one, Shehayoyim Gurim Layayin Shiyavay. Number one, it's the day which is causative over here. It's only to the extent that today is Yom Tov that you're making Kiddush, so surely you should say the bracha on the day first. The Kiddush Hashem should come first. and then you should say the bracha on the yain. Number one. Number two, the ukvar kiddush hayoyim ba'adayin yain leba. Meaning, chronologically, what happens first, it's chal the kedushas hayoyim, even before before the yain. So that's a second reason to say that the kiddush hayoyim comes first. Rashi says in that second thing, ukvar kiddush hayoyim, if you go directly across a few lines down, kaloymar v'oid tam acher, shekiddush hayoyim me'elav, mishchasheicha, just it happens automatically. There's a certain kedusha which needs to be recognized. So therefore, it makes sense to say that kiddush hayom comes first. So those are the two reasons of Bishamai. Number one, it's the kedusha hayom which is the gerim of the kiddush, and number two, chronologically, the kedusha hayom comes memela before the yain comes. Bishilayim no. Mevarach al hayayin miyachak yach mevarach al hayom. Why? Number one, shehayayin gerim lekedusha shete'omer. Number one, it's to the extent that I have wine, that is the gerim of the kiddush to be said. Now this is something which needs a little bit of an explanation, and the Pnei Yeshua and the Tzlach and Brachas are bothered that the whole din of the koiz is a din the rabbanon, Chazal or Mesakin, and that you should make kiddush ala koiz. And there are ways to be yotze kiddush even without the ayin, and a person might be yotze kiddush diraisa, might be yotze the mitzvah of zachas yom shalos lakadshei in Shemoneh Esrei and so on, and get into that whole discussion. How can you therefore be mitzvah your wife if she didn't daven and she's mechuyev in kiddush diraisa? Maybe when your wife says good Shabbos to you. So we mentioned before the Ha'ara of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that if a person takes a taxi in Eretz Yisrael, Motzei Shabbos, and you have an irreligious taxi driver, you should say, Shavua Tov. So he says, Shavua Tov Umvarach, back to you. And this way, in some level, he's been yetz to the midst of Havdalah, right? And this way, you've caused him to be Mavdil on some way. So too, Rav Kivega says, if you say good Shabbos, and that's also some type of a haskara, you've been mindful and cognizant, aware of Shabbos, and maybe even the Shabbos deraisa, and that might be one way of answering the kasha, leaving aside the other answers of Arvus and so on. Whereas if your wife says good Shabbos, Al Kapanim says, basically, I've got two reasons to say you should preface Yayin before Kiddush Hayom. Number one, the Yayin is in some way the gerim of the Kiddush to be said. I've got a second reason. Birkas Hayayin Tadira. The bracha on Yayin is Tadira. Birkas Hayayin Eina Tadira. Tadivishina Tadir. Tadir Koidim. So Basil says, I've also got my two reasons against you, Beishamis. Again, Beishamis says, Yoim and Yayin, number one, because the Yoim is the gerim for the Yayin, number two, because chronologically, Kfar Kiddush HaYoim, before the Yayin comes. Beisol says, no, Yayin comes first, then Yoim, because the Yayin is the gerim of the Kiddush to be said. And number two, Birkas HaYayin is considered to be Tadir vis-a-vis the Bracha on the day. Al-Kopanim, you see, the Beis Hillel is the one who's saying that Tadir Vishena Tadir, Tadir is the man to Omer, Tadir should be a reason to preface the bracha al hayayin. So says the Gemara. So let's now plug this back into our machlekes Rav and Rabba Bar Bar Chana. We have a machlekes. Do you first say the bracha of Leisha Basuka and then a Shechiyanu, which was Rav, or like Rabba Bar Bar Chana, who says no, you should say Zman first instead of Rabba Bar Bar Chana, because Zman is Tadir. You always say Zman in all the regalim. So it seems to be that Rabba Bar Bar Chana is following Beis Hillel. In which case, Rav would be going like Beis Shammai. So says the Gemara, Lema Rav de Amar ke Beis Shammai, Rabba Bar Bar Chana de Amar ke Beis Hillel. And obviously, we wouldn't want Rav, I mean, leaving aside how we pass, you know, some say it would be schwer for Rav to go like Beis Shammai. El Gabon, the Gemara wants to know, is this the same type of machlekes? Amar lecha Rav. Ano da amri afilu lebeis hilo. Now Rav says, my shita, that I say you preface leisha basuka, tizman, I could fit even with beis hilo. Min atkan lekamri beis hilo hasam, ela shayayin gerin lekidusha shita omar. It's only because Beis Hillel had a secondary reason. It's only because the yayin is the cause of the kiddush to be said. Without the yayin, you're not going to make kiddush. Leaving aside, yes, you can make an unpass, but you need you need something in order to recite the kiddush, and therefore logic dictates that that should come first. So it's you can't look at it only because of the tadr. It's only because of also shayayin yerem lekiddush shetamar. So that's the reason why Beis Hillel said what he said. But sir of that, aval hacha. Whereas over here in our sugi, in our case, aval hacha ilav zman. If it's not for zman, if you don't say shechiyana bracha, mila amin in sukkah, is the recitation of the leishiv basukkah bracha contingent on me saying leishiv saying shechiyano? I have to say a leishiv basukkah irrespective of the shechiyano bracha. So whether or not I do or I don't say shechiyano, it's got no bearing on my obligation to say leishiv basukkah. I need to make up now. It is sukkahs. I have to do the chayvus hayom right now. Chiyuv adayim is adiv, and therefore, says Rav, you say Elisha Basuka first, and Avada, Beis Hillel would agree with me over here also. The Rabbi Barbachana Amalacha Anada Amri Afil Lebeis Shammai, which is interesting because, you know, we wouldn't have thought necessarily that an Amira would need to try to fit with Beis Shammai, but the point is he's saying that my Shita goes across the board. I could go even according to Beis Shammai. Adkan le amri beis shamai hasam ela shahayoyim gerim liyayin shiyavoy. Why did beis shamai say what they said? It's only because the day is causative. The day causes that any bracha is being said. So first you have to mention the day. Av hacha. But over here, ilav sukkah. But if you don't make a bracha of leishiv asukkah, milay amin zman, should you not say a shechiyano? I mean, it's sukkahs. There's a kedusha sayoyim, you have to be masker. You have to be masker, a shechiyano bracha. Therefore, there's no reason to say that you should preface sukkah zman, and therefore you would say zman comes before sukkahs because of the tadr v'sheinu tadr aspect. Fine. So that was one way of kind of, we had a machlekes Rav and Rabbi Barbachana. We thought to say maybe it parallels the machlekes Bisham and Beis Hillel, and we said that Rav can fit with both, Rabbi Barbachana can fit with both, and so on. But now what the Gemara is going to examine is the order. So again, Rav said you do sukkah first, and then you do zman. Rabbi Barbachana said zman, you do sukkah. And now we kind of go back to the Mishnah. Tanan batzeres oymer loy heilach matzah heilach hametz. So what is the order that you apportion the chalukah to the kohanim? First you give matzah and then you give hametz. So first you give from the lechem upon him and then you give from the shtei lechem. Now v'ha'ha'cha the chametz ikar. Now clearly today is Shavuos. And if today is Shavuos, Chametz is Ikar, Rashi says, Shehi Chayva L'Yoyim. This is the Chayva Hayoyim. This is what is incumbent on us to say today. V'hacha the Chametz Ikar, Matzah Tofel, what's the Matzah's Tofel, Rashi says, Shehu Shel Shabbos She'ovra. I mean, the Avoda was done the previous Shabbos. Zogt Rashi, Uketani de Palgi Matzah Bereisha, Al-Matadir Adir. So what do you see? Matzah comes first. Because matzah applies every single Shabbos. This is the lechem upon him, which applies every single week of the year. Ibazah, you see, Tadir v'sheinu Tadir, Tadir koidim, Zakti Gemara Ketani, Helech Matzah, Helech Hametz, Tiyuv to the Rav. So you, Rav, said that the Baruch of Leisha Basukah comes first. And then you do a Shechiyanu. Rabbi Barbachana said, no, you do a Shechiyanu first because it's Tadir. You have a Raya from our Sugya, that Tadir comes first and you should do the Shechiyanu. So, Amalach Rav Tanoihi. Don't prove anything from our Mishnah. It's actually Machlekes Tanoim, the Tanya, Helech Matzah, Helech Hametz, Abishal Omer, Helech Hametz, Helech Matzah. So, we have Machlekes Tanoim and therefore you can't necessarily prove anything from our Mishnah. Dorish of Nachman Bar, Rav Chizda, Leike Divri Rav, Dorma Sukkah, V'achkach Zman, El Zman, V'achkach Sukkah, Rav Sheshes Breder Vidi Omer, Sukkah, V'achkach Zman. He says, no, you do Sukkah and then Zman. The Lach is a Sukkah, V'achkach Zman. And the Lach is, you do Sukkah and then Zman. Says the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Tav Reish Mem Gimel, Seda Kiddush on Sukkahs, Say the Kiddush Yayin, Kiddush, which is like Beis Hillel, because Yayin comes first, and then comes the Kiddush Zayim, Sukkah V'yachakach Zman, and then is Sukkah followed by Zman. And that is, like the Be'er Gula says, Maskanas HaGemara, Sukkah Nivav. That is the way that we come out, and that first we do the Brach of Leishev, and then afterwards we do Zman. Now, there is a big Machlekes Rishonim as to what happened second night Sukkos. Machlekes between the Rav Yah and the Rosh, what happened second night Sukkos. Says the Rav Yah, exactly the same. Exactly the same. You do, first you say the Zman, first you say Leishev HaSukkah, and then you say Shechian at the very end, and so on. That is the Rav Yah. Says the Rosh over here, he says that Rav was only speaking on Yom Tov Rishon, that you need to be Mevarech, the Shechianu, also on the Sukkah. It's the very first time you're being Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah, and therefore you want the Shechianu to be Chal on everything, and therefore it makes sense to have Shechianu at the end, so that the Shechianu is going on both. It's going on the day, and it's going on the first time you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. Whereas on second day Yom Tov, Shekvar Ein Sarich Levarach Birkas Hazman Ala Sukkah, Kevin Shekvar Birchei Olami Esmol, meaning just like we don't say Shechianu on second day Yom Tov when we take our Arba Minim, we don't say Shechianu second day Yom Tov. We don't do that. We've been the Kai in the Mitzvah once. So being that you don't need to say Shechianu on that, so therefore, he says you should preface the Shechianu, which you do need to say on the Kedushas Hayoim, and then afterwards you would go ahead and see the Brach of Leishev HaSukkah. That is the Psak of the Rosh, and that is what is Paskint. The Shulchan Aruch, he does Paskint like the Rosh, second the Yom Tov, that's what he says. And the Ramah says, this is the Sheet of the Rosh, the Chein Roy Linhaik. Lamaisa, the Bach Paskins like the Rav Yah, and he brings over here, he brings many, many Achreinim who Paskin like the Rav Yah, that we do the exact same thing on Second Night Sukkos. He says, he quotes this from the Maharil, who's Messiah, and says, Shekeino Iker, Lavarich Gam Balaila Sheni, Sukkviach Gazman, Shalim Matsanu, Chiluk Bein Halaila, Harishan, Lasheni, so Paskins the Radvaz, so Paskins the Nedibi Yehuda. Says the Nedibi is very interesting. He says, even though the Gra in his Biur brings many rayas to the Sheet of the Rosh and to the Psak of the Mechaber, and so on, says the Nedibi Yehuda that Mikol Makom Ein Rayas of Rayas. He does not agree with the rayas of the Gra, and therefore he says to go like the Bach, like the Maharil, and so on. And interesting, he brings from the Sefer Shari Rachamim, which was printed in Vilna, and it has Dinei Minhagei Hagra from Talmidim, and it says over there, Gam Balaila Sheni Hayom Avarach Sukkah Lifnei Zman. So that the Lamaisa that they're going apparently made a brach on Sukkah first, not like the Rosh. So that would be a steer to what he wrote in his Biur, but that's what he writes. And he goes on to say that min hageinu wa minag tamidi chachamim shuba olam u befrat hatzadikim mi tamidi habesht z'chus yogin aleinu u kadas hapeskim ka Rav Yah. So, you know, big deal as to, you know, whether or not you go like the Rosh, the Psak of the Gemara, like Rav is only speaking on the first night, or it's going even on the second night. Okay, let me invite them. So we said Mishma Shizmane Kavua. Now we mentioned that Vishaka Bonas Tzibur. We said that the Mishma who is Manis Kavua, whatever is not relevant to the actual Yom Tov itself, then that Mishma gets to do it exclusively. We said Vishaka Bonas Tzibur La Siyema. What's the coming to be Marbe La Siye Par Helm Dovishal Tzibur? If you happen to have a situation where the Sanhedrin paskined erroneously, and now there is a Parahelm Dovishal Tzibur which needs to be brought, that's got nothing to do with the Yom Tov per se, and therefore the Mishmeris, which is on duty, would be Makriv, the Siyah with his Gehavim, and so on, who Makriv as a call. It says that Mishmar, which it's weak to be on duty, does everything, Lassi Yemai, Lassi Kaitzah Mizbeach, if the Mizbeach happens to be Batal, you know, during the week of that Yom Tov, which would be, one would have thought it's highly unlikely because everyone's bringing their Shalmi Chagigas, you know, but in the event that the Mizbech is bottle, then there would be Makrev Olais. And so that would be something which the Mishmar, whose turn it was to be on duty that week, they would bring it. Okay, let us see the next Mishnah. Yom Tov Samach L'Shabbos Bein Mofaneh Bein Melach Areha. So if a Yom Tov is next to Shabbos, be it before, be it after, the Gemara is going to have a discussion as to what actually that means. But if the Yom Tov precedes Shabbos, it means if the Yom Tov is on a Friday or on a Sunday, so we say, Hayu Kolam Ishmarei Shavois Bechidek Lechem Aponim. So then, the all of the Mishmaris would have the same level of Chiluk of the Lechem Aponim, and it being that they're going to have to remain, they have to be in Yerushalayim either early, because Yom Tov begins on a Sunday, and therefore they can't come on Sunday, and they can't come on Shabbos, they have to be there on Friday, so they're going to be there for Shabbos. So therefore, even though it's not technically Yom Tov, but they don't have a choice. If Yom Tov ends on, if Yom Tov ends on a Friday, and they have to stay for Shabbos, so being that it's not technically Yom Tov, but they have to remain there, so they also get a equal portion of the lechem aponim. Chaliyos yom echad lahafsik bintayim. But if there was one day in between, so they didn't have to stay. Well, let's say, you know, Yom Tov begins. Yom Tov begins on a Monday. So they could have come on a Sunday. Instead, they decided to come on a Friday, and so on. But they had a day in between, so they didn't have to come right before. So chal yes yem echad lahafsik bintayim. So then we say no. Mishmash is manikavua. Hayenekla esa chalais. They would get 10 chalais. Vamis akiv neitzel shtayim. And the one which remained behind, the misakiv, would only get 2 chalais. Obishayim is a shana. What's the regular division? How do you divide up the 12 lechem aponim between the mishma which is leaving and the mishma which is coming in? B'shayim es hashana nechnas neitel sheish, b'yetze neitel sheish, meaning they would change the mishmares on Shabbos itself. Meaning the mishma which is leaving would do the avodah on Shabbos morning, and then they would leave, and the new mishmar would end up doing the avodah, the tamid shel ben arbayim, and so on. And they would divide up the lechem aponim 6-6. They were divided equally, according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, no. We want to give chashivas to the one who's about to do the mitzvah. And therefore, Anechnes Neitel Sheva, Vayetze Neitel Chamesh. I was going to say another reason why we give more to the one which is Nechnes, because there's an additional job which they need to do. But there is also, are also sources that they're coming in, they should get a certain, there's a certain chashivas. Anechnes Neitel Sheva, and the Yehuda gets 5. And the ones who are nichnas, they get their portion in the north. Rashi says 5-6 lines on the bottom, Bitsafin, Esamegila Chalkan, Kadimina Bigimara, Kadisha Yiru, Hanichnasim, Shatsafin, Iker, Sharikova, Kasa, the Shchidus Kachi Kachim. Meaning the reason why it's done there, they want to show, so the Rishash changes it, Kadisha Yiru, Shehain, and Nichnasin. They want to show that they are the ones who are being nichnas, and that Tzofen has more chashivas. That is the place of kachshei kachshim. Whereas the yotzin cholkin bedarim kedei sheyiru is like to ashi shehein yotzin v'holchem lahem l'fikach shinam akeimam it's a ruch she'ein enik ikar. Therefore, they are on the less important side of the mizbech. yeah, good. Says the Mishnah. Bilga la'olam chalekes bedarim. One of the 24 mishmaras was Bilga, and Bilga was penalized that they always, even if they're going to be nichnas, they always take their portion in the south. Somehow to be megana them, and we'll see why. V'tabata kavua. Not only that, there were 24 rings which each mishma would use, and they would insert the animal's head into the ring when they would shech the animal. The tabas, the bilga, was fixed, and you weren't able to really use it at all, and therefore they had to ask one of the other mishmaris for the use of their tabas. That was another knas. And there were chalonis Rashi says two lines on the bottom. Chalein is hayu bebeis achalifis ba'oidei kaisle hatayim. So with these little compartments. And that's where they would keep their knives and whatnot. So they did not have access to a ta, to a little cubby hole of sorts. And they had to use one of the other mishmaris. Again, this is going to be part of the knas of Vilga. Okay, let's see. So first the Gemara just clarifies, maimel fanea, maimel acharea, what's the taich? Ilema lefanea yom tev rishon, that yom tev rishon is chal before Shabbos. And Lachrez Yom Tov Achron is chal after Shabbos. Yeah, that's the way to explain the Mishnah. Haynu Shabbos Shabbosich Chag. Well, if the Yom Tov is chal before Shabbos, then it comes out that Shabbos is going to be within the Yom Tov, within the Yom Tov itself, which we've already spoken about. El Lefaneh Yom Tov Achron. Lefaneh means if Yom Tov Achron falls on a Friday, Lachrea Yom Tov Rishon, it falls on a Sunday, and therefore, being that Yom Tov is falls either on a Friday or on a Sunday, therefore, they have to be there before Shabbos, so they have to stay for Shabbos. So my time, therefore, why do we give them an equal portion of the Lechem Hapanim, given the Hanim Mekadmi, the Hanim Akri, being that they have to come early, they have to stay late, because of the Shabbos considerations. Tikna Rabban and Mil, so they made a takana, they allow them to eat together with everyone else, and it should be shared equally, because the reason why they're coming early, the reason why they're staying late, is because there's a Shabbos on either side of Yom Tov, and it's not their fault. Now we said, Chal Acher, and so on, V'chulu, and then we said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a six split on a regular changing over of the Mishmaris, but rather it's 7-5. The Hanitari Yimayvi the Sayu. So why the discrepancy? Rabbi Yitzchak B'Schar Agofas Dlosis. It's some type of a schar, a compensation. They have to close the doors of the outgoing Mishmar. Now she says, Mishmar Nechnes Magif HaDlosis Arvis Shepasach Oysan Mishmar Hayotze. The Mishmar Hayotze, they're going out, and the Mishmar HaNichnas, they will have to go after them, and they will have to close the doors. There's a little in the Maseres HaShas, and he says, Ein Tesis Bob Metzeh Yeracham Beis, they were asked from Nosson, their Tesis Ma'oirah, that the Gemara Erechon and Yeracham Beis seems to suggest that the Levium are the ones who would close the doors. Tesis is Mechalik, and Tesis says that there's three places where the Kahanim did it, and the rest of the places the Levium did it. Al-Kopadim, Frank the Gemara, just going to finish, we're almost out of time. Frank the Gemara, Neima Lei, why can't the outgoing Mishmar say to the incoming Mishmar, why do you want to have 7 and us get 5? Isn't it advantageous for you that we'll always have a 6-6 split? And this way, when you go out, you'll also get 6. So, Neima Lei, Dal Badal. The Rashi says, Neimalei Yitzel Nechnas Dal Dal Haser Chayik Zemikan. Why do we need to have this uneven rule? Minav Bishvil She Yasiru Etzlacha Imtitel Achshav Sheva Yitzel Shabbos Abba Mishmar Nechnas Sheva, and you only get 5. So it's really mutually advantageous to always keep it 6-6. Why don't we do that? Amar Abaya Batsina Tava Mikara. A small little pumpkin, a small little gourd, is better than a larger one. Slightly different Pshatim and Rashi and Tesis, but that's kind of the way they explain a person. If you look at the last two lines of Tesis, V'oyev Adam Dover Mu'at La'alter Midover Meruba La'achizman. Right? And people are very acquisitive. They want to acquire things right now, even if it's a smaller amount. Good. I'm Rav Yehuda Uba Mustafin Cholkin. Says Rav Yehuda, not only do they split up the Lechem upon him, they also split up the Musafin. They split up the Musafin. That's what Rashi says. Ki echid palgi b'lechem upon him, mishmah nechles v'yetzi palgi nami b'oyrois ha-Musafin shal kol Shabbos. They also split up and divide the skins. So, frag the Gemara, meisve mishmara ha-yetzis oysetamid shal shachar. The mishmah which goes out, they will do the tamid shal shachar on that Shabbos, Musafin, and they'll do the Musafin. Mishmara and Nechneses, Ayesetamish will be in Abayim, Ubazichin, and they'll do the Bezichin. the bowls with the frankincense and so on. She says, "Vizichin misalkin and misadrin lechem aponim u'maktir nishni vizichin of levoina al koponim." What's the kasha? V'ilu mustafin chalkin leiktani. The price doesn't make any mention of splitting up and dividing the mustafin. Doesn't say that. Says the Gemara Nishkan Raya. Aitana b'chaluka leikamayri. He's not discussing the division. He's just discussing the jobs. You think this is your job? This is your job. Not discussing the division. Amarava v'ha tana de Beis Shmuel. But what about the brisa which was taught in the Beis Medrash of Shmuel? The Mayri b'chaluka uba musaf in chalkin leikatani. There it does. The tana of the brisa is discussing the division. And it doesn't mention that the Musafin was divided. The Tana Debei Shmuel, Mishmara Hayetzes Eisatam Shal Shachar Umusafin. Mishmara Nechneses Eisatam Shal Bein Arbaim Ubezichin. Arba Kehanem Hay Nechnasim Sham. Shnai Mimishmazu, Shnai Mimishmazu, Becholkin Lechem Aponim. So it speaks about how they divided the lechem upon him. The ilu b'musafin chalukin leketani, but it doesn't make any mention of dividing up the musafin. Tiyufta, the Rav Yehuda tiyufta. If so, we see it's a tiyufta of Yehuda. We don't say that they divide up the musafin. Now we said in echnasin chalukin b'tzafin, they would get their portion in the north. Tanabon and echnasin chalukin b'tzafin. So they can see that they are yotzin. So we said the bilge is la'ilam chalek is bidarim. Tanavana ma'isa b'mirim bas bilge shemir dasa. She went off the derech. V'halcha v'nisis l'sard yot echad mimalchi yavanim. And she married one of the Greek sergeants, one of the Greek generals. She took her sandal and she would kick. She would kick the mizbeach. Va'amra Lucas, Lucas, and she said, "You wolf, the mosay atam mechalim min shol Yisrael. How much longer will you consume the mammon of Yisrael that you are like a wolf devours lamb?" So too the mizbeach is devouring the kvasim of Klal Yisrael. V'yata oimed aleihem. But nevertheless, in a time of need, you're not there for them. You're not doing anything for them, so you are a waste of time. So she spoke and acted in a highly disrespectful manner. When they heard about the way that she spoke, so what did they do? Excuse me. What did they do? Kavu es tabata v'sasmu es chalena. They fixed her the tabas of bilga. It's no longer. It becomes defunct, and they close up her window. The Yesh Oyman, that's one reason why they did it. Interesting, the Mefarshim, the Bali Musar, they say, why didn't they do this when she went off the Derech and married the Greek general? Okay, you know, these things happen, but like the Bezoyan, like to go and be Mevazer, like the Lahachish, you know, that type of behavior, that is something which warranted a punishment. The Yesh Oyman, when there has been Mishmarite Shoya Lavai, the whole Mishmeris of Bilga delayed in coming to the base of Megdish when it was their week to serve. And what happened? Menichnes Yeshevav Echav Imai, the Shemesh Tachtav, and therefore the Mishma, which was supposed to be the outgoing one of Yeshevav, ended up remaining and continuing to serve because Bilga didn't come in time. Even though usually we say that the neighbor of a Rasha does not usually gain and benefit, Shcheinei Bilga in this case, Yeshevav, Nistakru, Shebilga, Lo'ilam Chilek is Bedarim, the Yeshevav Echav Betzofen. And Bilga always get on the northern side of the Mizbech. So, Bisham Lamandar Mishmar Te Shayalavai, Hanan the Kansin Lakula Mishmar. According to the day which says that the entire Mishmar delayed in coming, and they showed that they weren't interested in doing Avodah, I understand why the Knas was given to the entire Mishmar. El Lamandar Miriam Bas Bilga, Shemir Dasa, Mishum Barate, Kansin later today, because the daughter does something, that's a reason to give a Knas to the father. Why should you give a knas to the father? Rashi says, "Mishum baratzi kantin leiladidei kolein rafilu lavua mi havilan the miknasei." Meaning, for sure not to anyone else. but not even to the father. There's an interesting horror Rav Eliashiv makes. That, what do you mean? We know by Na'ar Marasa there's a musag of Re'u Gidulim Shigidaltem, and we're Seikal Esal Pesach Beis Aviyah, and therefore at times we do give some type of a knas to the father based on the daughter. It has an interesting chilak which he gives over there. Al Kopanim, that's the Gemara's Kasha, says the Gemara Rabbi, in, yes, we do give a knas. In other words, we assume that this type of hashkafa was taught by the parents, as the Marshall Hedyot goes, that the language of a child, the speech of a child, comes from the parents. She says, "Kain Marshall Hedyot who Masha Tinik Medaber Bashuk Mi Aviv Mi Imay Shama," and so on. And therefore, it ultimately comes from the family. In fact, the Gemara, Mishmavua, V'imei, Kansila, Lekula, Mishmara, you're going to get canceled the whole Mishmar. Rabbi, Oile Rasha, Oile Shechinoi. Tev Latzadik, Tev Lashchinoi. Shnem, Imu Latzadik, Kitev, Ki Prima, Aleim, Yechelo. The answer to the Gemara is really Oile Rasha, Oile Shechinoi. Full stop. Yeah? You're right. There is such a musig, and we give a knas to the whole shevet because of that. And the Gemara just wants to be messiah with a dover tov, so it ends off with Tev Latzadik, Tev Lashchinoi.